This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Banks and driver's licenses in a minute, but we're going to do a thing to start today just as a way to get a little context, some perspective perhaps on the headline market numbers of this Monday. Because while, A, it was a rough day in equities, the Dow dropped 2.3%, 602 points. It is also true that, B, the stock market is not the economy, so context and perspective matter. So, now, the thing. What do the following companies have in common? Apple, Home Depot, and Goldman Sachs. Go ahead, take all the time you need. Just remember, we've only got a half an hour, all right? All right, all three of them are in the Dow Industrials. All three of them, their shares anyway, had miserable days. Today, Goldman Sachs off 7-something percent, Apple down 5%. And so when you remember that the Dow is a price-weighted index, that is, the higher stock's price, the more it counts for in the Dow, Goldman and Apple help explain a whole lot of today's decline. So keep that in your back pocket. Caveat C here, by the way, though, is that it is never just one thing in the markets that makes things happen, which gets us to crude today, and oil prices falling for the 11th straight session. The latest drop in a slide that's been going on for a while now and has prompted suggestions from Saudi officials that maybe they're going to cut supply to invoke that supply-demand price thing. The oil market circa late 2018 is a little bit of a test for Saudi Arabia and its new petroleum partner, Russia. The two states have been cooperating this year to pump more oil. But whether they will agree to cut production now and give up the revenue that goes along with it, yeah, well, that's a whole other thing. Scott Tong has that one from the Sustainability Desk.
When oil prices started falling 4 years ago, Saudi Arabia and Russia could not agree how to respond. Riyadh suggested pumping less, Moscow declined, and so both kept on producing. Prices crashed, and it was petrostate disaster. Oil analyst Bob McNally is with the Rapidan Group.
Russia was subsequently scared straight when oil prices then busted down to $26 a barrel. Nothing impels producers toward cartels and collaboration more than a bust in oil prices.
To rescue prices, the Russians and the Saudis agreed to freeze production 2 years ago. And next month, McNally says, the world's two biggest producers plan to publicly formalize their partnership, which would more closely align Russia with OPEC. This union of Saudi Arabia and Russia would upend the entire world oil market, says Ellen Wald, energy analyst at Transversal Consulting.
Those are the two big players right now, and they will be the ones who will really be setting the tone and determining the market from here on out.
That is, if the marriage lasts. Oil producers have been known for, let's call it, crude infidelity. It's tempting to just pump more and make a quick buck. And it's happened throughout history, says Bob McNally.
Folks outside the marriage keep on producing more and more and more. And then the marital couple starts cheating on each other. And those things can lead to a dissolution of the marriage.
The relationship is being tested right now, he says. Will Russia and Saudi agree to cut supply and bring prices back up? I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.